This chazar is echinish and bachiches chashag, and Rabbi Yehuda mesechta Yevamis daf tes vav. We're still trying to answer the question of whether Beis Shammai actually followed their halacha in practice or not. Mara says, there's a braisa that says, Reb Tafrin said, I wish I had a situation which would be brought to me with a tzara of an erva falling to Yibam so that I can marry her and follow the shita of Beis Shammai. So we see that Beis Shammai practiced according to the view. Mara says, change the word in the braisa that Reb Tafrin said, I'll marry her off without chalitza and follow the view of Beis Hillel. Affect Mara by saying that I wish, Reb Tafrin seems to be saying that he wants to pass in a novel way. Passing like Beis Hillel is not a novel way since Allah followed Beis Hillel. Mara says he meant to exclude the view of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who said that the tzara should first get chalitza before marrying someone else, even according to Beis, even after the psak of Beis Hillel. Mar tries again. We learned that Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was married to his brother, who then died without children. Rabbi Gamliel did yibum to the tzara. He must have been following Beis Shammai, and we see that they practiced according to their view. In fact, Rabbi Gamliel couldn't have followed Beis Shammai because he was a descendant of Hillel. The reason he married the tzara was because his daughter was an islandess, and therefore her tzara was mutter. But the Gemara gives a couple of other truths on why the marriage of his daughter was not ended up not being a full-fledged marriage, and therefore it was never considered to be a tzaras erva, and that's why he was allowed to marry the tzara. Mar tries again. Remember, Shashi Esa Brisa says that Rabbi Akiva gave double meiser when he picked an estrog from a tree on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Well, this was the second year, going into the third year of the Shemitah cycle. So, which means in the second year you have to give meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni. In the third year, you give meiser Rishon Meiser Oni. And because on Rosh Chodesh Shvat he was unsure, he gave both. He gave meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni, and he also gave meiser Oni. Why? To fulfill the view of Beis Shammai, who says that already Rosh Chodesh Shvat is already the third year, the next year. And to fulfill the view of Beis Hillel, who says that the new year doesn't be given until the 15th of Shvat. So that means Rosh Chodesh Shvat he still has to give from as it's a second year, meaning he had to give meiser Sheni. So you see that he followed the view of Beis Shammai. We see that Beis Shammai practice must be that they practice according to their view. Rabbi Akiva really only meant to follow Beis Hillel. He was unsure whether Beis Hillel said that the new year begins on Rosh Chodesh or on Tu B'Shvat, and that's why he gave both, because he was unsure what Beis Hillel's shita was. But he only intended to follow the shita of Beis Hillel, not of Beis Shammai. More attempts again. Mazutra asked, a mission says that Shammai broke the roof to make a sukkah over his newborn grandson on sukkahs, and that followed his sheet that even babies who still need their mothers have a mitzvah of chinuch to be in the sukkah. We see that they practiced according to their view. Mar said that wouldn't be an issue of following. I mean, it's not a problem with Lois's going to do. It didn't look like two tyrists by following their sheet in that case, because people would just think he was doing so just to increase the ventilation of the house, making a hole in the roof. Therefore, it didn't create any problems by following his own shita. Mar tries again. Mazuta asked, the bride says that Beis Shammai went and widened the opening from a kosher mikveh to one that wasn't kosher to allow for hashaka, even though the opening was already big enough according to the view of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said the hole has to be much, much bigger. It has to be most of the wall in between the two mikvehs have to be down. According to Beis Hillel, you just need a big enough place for two fingers to be able to fit in and spin around. So we see that Beis Shammai obviously followed their own shita. Mar says over here too, it wouldn't be noticeable that they were following their own shita, because someone who saw them do that, who saw them widen the opening, would think that they were doing so because they needed more water there for practical purposes, not because they're following their own shita. Mara tries again. Mara says that Braisa says a story where Rabbi Tzaddik followed the view of Beis Hillel regarding a halacha of Tumah. The Braisa says, although Rabbi Tzaddik was a Talmud of Shammai, he always followed the shita of Beis Hillel. Now, if all of Beis Shammai always followed Beis Hillel, why does the Braisa make special mention of Rabbi Tzaddik following Beis Hillel? It must mean that even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, he is the only Talmud who went ahead and followed the shita of Beis Hillel, but the others practiced according to the view of Beis Shammai. So we see that they must have followed their own view in practice. So it doesn't shlug this raya up. The Gemara moves on. Starts to bring another raya. It says, Mara says, we learn that Rabbi Yeshua was asked whether the tzara of an erva was permitted to be taken in Yibum. He responded that he was afraid to answer that, meaning because if he were to pass him like Beis Hillel, he would be saying that any such marriages that had taken place according to Beis Shammai are now improper marriages and produce mamzerim according to Beis Hillel. So he was afraid to say that Beis Shammai had mamzerim walking around. Now, the only reason he would be afraid must be because there were such marriages that had actually taken place, and we see that Beis Shammai must have practiced according to their view. Again, the Gemara doesn't shlug this one up either. Or even if they weren't, according to Rabbi Yeshua, actually they were not mamzerim, but they would still be pasul l'kayim. But in any case, that's why he was afraid to respond. But as a raya, that Beis Shammai obviously followed their view. Gemara brings one more raya. It says, we learned that in the days of Rabbi Doisim and Hurkanis, the tzara of an erva was permitted in Yibam according to the Shita Beis Shammai. This is a clear proof that Beis Shammai actually practiced according to their view. Gemara ends off, Shma Mina. Clearly, Beis Shammai obviously followed and practiced according to their view in halacha.